Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Welcome to the house of the Lord. Good morning, everybody. Still morning. Praise the Lord. Please be seated for a quick second. I think we'll still stand up, but just be seated. Just so excited to be in God's house this morning with God's people under the anointing of our Heavenly Father. Such a privilege for us to be alive and well, not just alive, but alive and well, to be able to speak the name of Jesus. You know, the dead can praise the Lord. They can praise the Lord in heaven, but not on earth. We have breath. And the Word of God says that let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Let everything that is alive praise the Lord. Let praise rise from within you. Amen. And thank God for the praise team. Just helped usher us into God's presence. Thank God for everybody that led prayer this morning. Just helped usher us into the presence of the Lord. So excited to be here. Oh, praise God. Before we get into my message today, just want us to get together. Let's just rise up as we boldly proclaim our 2025 prophetic confession. It is prophetic. It is alive. It is breathing. It is the Word of God. So one, two, go. 2025 is my year of God's shalom, jubilee, uncommon breakthroughs and breakouts, and fresh oil. In 2025, there will be nothing missing and nothing broken. God's shalom is mine. All is well with me, spirit, soul, and body. The peace of God that passes all understanding is my inheritance. When I lie down, I have peace. When I rise up, I have peace. When I go out, I have peace. When I come in, I have peace. I dwell in a stronghold of security and prosperity. Every evil beast is displaced out of my dwelling places. I am not troubled, agitated, disturbed, intimidated, or unsettled. God's shalom is mine, and all is well with me, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. This is my jubilee. And I will thrive in 2025. All debts are canceled and all lack is erased. My destiny will not be aborted. My fruits will not be miscarried. My potential will not be buried. My glory will not be stolen. This is my season of bountiful harvest, exponential promotions, unprecedented growth, and accelerated progress. I am full of the spirit of wisdom. I am in the right place at the right time with the right plans and the right pursuits. I am separated and elevated. I am lifted by the favor of God and carried by His grace. I am led. I am ahead. I am blessed. I am the head. I have rest on every side and I reap the rewards of faithfulness. Faithful is He who began this work in me, and He will also finish it in grand style. I have the mind of Christ. I think the thoughts of God. I walk in God's due order, and this is my due season. I am anointed with fresh oil and replenished with the dew of heaven. There is no lack and no stress, no dryness and no tiredness, no weakness and no sickness. The Ruach of God is breathing on my mind. The same spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead quickens my body and my bones. I will go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills break out with singing before me, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. This is my season of uncommon breakthroughs and breakouts. By my hands, kingdoms are subdued, mountains are removed, promises are produced, and the enemies are confused. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I am valiant in battle, and I overcome by his mantle. Not by power, not by my spirit, says the Lord. Who are you, O great mountain? And where are you, O great giant? I have the spirit of might, and I am a vessel and pillar of valor. There is nothing I cannot do, and there is nothing that can undo me. I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through him who infuses inner strength into me. I am sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. Finally, after all the uprisings of the adversary, the victory is won and the miracle is born. Hallelujah! I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he will deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He will cover me with his feathers, and under his wings will I trust. I tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon I am treading under my feet. With long life he satisfies me, and he is showing me his salvation. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord, because they call thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no man seeketh after. Then shall the lame person leap as a deer, and the tongue of the dumb will sing. The eyes of the blind will be opened, and the ears of the deaf will be unstopped. Waters will break out in the wilderness, and streams will flow in the desert. 2025 is my year of God's shalom, jubilee, uncommon breakthroughs and breakouts, and fresh oil. In 2025, there will be nothing missing and nothing broken. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Please be seated. As you can see me this morning, looked like the light hit differently this morning. Thank you, Lord. It says, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Amen. I have to take every single ounce, every single promise from the Lord. Went back to complete it. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Welcome to God's house. Tell your neighbor, welcome to the house of the Lord. Welcome to the house of the Lord. As always, it's always an honor and a privilege to be standing before God's people, preaching, ministering God's word to his people. And just a special appreciation, first to God, for this opportunity to be in front of you. Do not take it lightly. Just want to thank our senior pastor also for the opportunity to trust me to bring his word to you today. You know, sometimes God is a God of timing. He ordained this. He's seen this for years. And I'm standing before you. Before we get started, let's just bow our heads and say a quick word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this atmosphere. We just thank you for your spirit. We thank you, Lord, for your anointing in this room. We thank you for your power available unto your children. Father God, we ask for illumination. We ask for revelation. We ask that, Lord, as your word goes forth to your people, that you will visit us. And that, Lord God, you will cause a change in our hearts. You will help us where we need help, which is everywhere, Lord, because you are Jehovah Ebenezer. Therefore, Lord God, open our eyes as we behold wondrous things out of thy word today and forevermore. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm excited. You know why? Because, you know, yesterday I was thinking, my wife had asked me, like, are you sure you can preach tomorrow? I was like, yeah, I'm good. This voice, it's coming, you know. And it's not too shabby, thank you, Lord. You know, just when the Lord has an assignment for you, you know, he's going to come. But we keep standing. We hold our peace, right? Hold our peace. This is the year of God's shalom. Nothing missing, nothing broken, no delays, no denials in the name of Jesus. So I want to start today. If I haven't, let me not forget to give you the title of today's message. It's Hold Your Peace. Hold Your Peace. So now that I've gotten that out of the way, this is what the Lord has been ministering to my heart for a while. Just hold your peace. But I'll start with a little story. So it was during the Daniel fast, and I went to work out early in the morning, and I was done working out, sweaty. I was leaving the gym. And then all of a sudden, there's this lady. She has a service dog. It's a Great Dane. It's that tall. It's just a tall dog. So I'm ready to go home. And I see this dog. I'm like, God. So mind you, we've already done 5 a.m. prayers, right? You've already been 45. But I see a Great Dane. My God. Tall. And so I take the first step, the second step. And I'm like, there's the restroom in there. I could just, you know, just duck into the restroom, you know. But I'm like, I'm a child of God. Can't be running. And I know the dog is peaceful. But you know, some dogs, they tell you they don't bite. But truly, it's they don't bite you, you know. So, but I know this dog is quite gentle. But this morning, I just was not in that kind of mood. So I trusted the Lord. Said, you know, just keep moving forward. So I kept moving forward. And I kid you not, I was like just a few steps from this Great Dane. And the Great Dane just made an exit to where the staff were, because the staff liked to pet the dog. And here I am just walking straight out. And it hit me. You know what? That's how life is sometimes. Just spend time worrying about what God has already taken care of. So, you know what? God always goes ahead of us. He's our Jehovah Shalom. So what? Hold your peace. Amen. Hold your peace. Be worrying about what you shouldn't worry about, which is really shouldn't worry about anything. Just leave it up unto the Lord. So the story behind today's title, Hold Your Peace, one of these days we were just sitting, my wife and I were sitting, I think, the kids were with us that day, and we just put on YouTube just to listen to some gospel music. And I had this song. The title was, He Fights For Me. And so I'm like, okay, you know, give it a shot. And then he says, He fights for me, so I will hold my peace. And that song is by T.Y. Bailoe. And God's instructions were so clear to me in that song. That, you know what, He fights for me. I have no reason to not hold my peace. So it registered. Like, you know what? This is what I'm going to talk to God's people about. And then everywhere you turn, you know, when God is speaking to you, you start to hear him a lot. When you stay ready, when you stay connected, when you stay attentive to the leading of the Spirit. I kid you not, everywhere I go, I kept hearing, you know, hold your peace. You hear a song, it's just like peace. You hear another song, it's like be still, you know. So everything just came together. I'm like, you know what? Thank you, Lord. So if you just turn your books with me to the book of Exodus, chapter 14, from verses 13 to 14. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Say, hold your peace. God fights for you. Amen. So Exodus 14, 13 to 14. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. For the Egyptians, whom you have seen today, you shall see them again no more forever. Verse 14, the Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. Amen. Verse 14, the Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. So in this story, a little bit of a background, the Israelites had just escaped from Egypt. And now they were trapped between the Red Sea in front of them and Pharaoh's army behind them. Now in the midst of this situation, we know that Moses kept his focus on Jehovah Shalom, the God who sees, the God who goes before you, the God who makes a way where there seems to be no way. And we know that God is always clear regarding his responsibility. God is a covenant-keeping God. He's clear regarding what he will do. When God gives you a word, he tells you what he will do. And he also lays out your responsibility. Amen. He lays out your responsibility for us, for you. So, you know, God fights for us. That's what God will do. God will fight for you. But what must you do? You must hold your peace. You must be still and know that he is God. And he will do exactly what he said he will do. Now, the what, the how God will fight for us, that is totally up to God. For he's the all-wise God. He knows more than you know. Sometimes we need to just really quit trying to help God do his job. You know, quit worrying, quit fretting. You know, God has promised. He will do it. He cannot fail. He will not fail. Just focus on your responsibility. And everything the Lord tells you to do, he's made provision for. Everything. Isn't that just amazing? If God says, go into the fire, you're going into the fire. You will not be burned. You will not smell like smoke. We saw that in the case of the three Hebrew boys. So we know that the battle always belongs to the Lord. The battle belongs to the Lord. Say that with me. The battle belongs to the Lord. The battle belongs to the Lord. So hold your peace. Be still. Position yourself. Get ready to see God do that exactly what he promised to do. There's this amazing story in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. If you go with me to 2 Chronicles chapter 20, it's such a beautiful story of King Jehoshaphat. The Moabites, the Ammonites came against King Jehoshaphat and the children of Judah, the children of Israel. And they were very, very scared when they heard that a great army was coming against them. Amen. So let's go to verse 15 to 17 from the NLT. Amen. So the children of Judah were very, very afraid. They were faced with fear. Now we know that fear is definitely not of God. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but the spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. When I was younger, I loved the spirit of love, power. But the older you get, and after working a couple of years, you get to understand why God said a sound mind. Because this world has enough to just make you, if you're not careful, just totally lose it. And one thing that that I was blessed to understand earlier in my life is that someone else is going, everybody's going through something. And my case is not any different. Someone has gone through worse. There are people going through what you're going through now, and they can't even make it because they don't have the God that you serve. They don't know who their God is. You know, this morning, so I had a rough night. You know, woke up very, very early. But I thought it was a rough night, but it was just the Lord waking me up to show me some extra things so that I could be a vessel for him this morning. So I was thinking, you know, when people say God was good, no. And God said, God is good. In every situation, God is good. God said, forget about the former things, but he didn't tell you to forget about the God who helped you come through some of the challenges that you've been through in life. Amen. Amen. So before I digress, I think we're in 2 Chronicles chapter 20 from verses 15 to 17. In the NLT. He said, listen. And God sent his word through Jahaziel. So the children of Judah were very afraid because this army was coming. And the Lord sent his word through Jahaziel. And he said, listen, all you people of Judah and Jerusalem. Listen, King Jehoshaphat. This is what the Lord says. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged by this mighty army, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Verse 16, tomorrow march out against them. You'll find them coming up through the ascent of Ziz at the end of the valley that opens into the wilderness of Jeruel. But you will not even need to fight. You will not even need to fight. Take your positions, then stand still and watch the Lord's victory. He is with you, O people of Judah and Jerusalem. Do not be afraid or discouraged. Go out against them tomorrow, for the Lord is with you. Then King Jehoshaphat bowed low with his face to the ground, and all the people of Judah and Jerusalem did the same, worshiping the Lord. Amen and amen. Oh, hallelujah. If we go further, they praised the Lord with a very loud shout. Hold your peace, but remember that the king's shout is within you. Just because God says hold your peace doesn't mean you shouldn't let out your shout of praise. Your praise should be a lifestyle. The king's shout is within you, and it's not meant to be a silent shout. It's meant to be a loud shout. It's meant to be a shout of victory. Shout of victory. For all that God has done, for what he's doing, and for what he's about to do in your life. Amen. So instead of sending soldiers first, Jehoshaphat sent singers to praise God and give thanks unto the Lord. And that this is a very, very good piece of scripture to read, 2 Chronicles 20. To just read and see the blueprint for how to hold your peace. But when you are faced with a vast army that you know by your strength you cannot, you will not. You cannot. There is just no how. So in the midst of it all, you have thanksgiving within you. So you give thanks unto the Lord. In all situations, it's a hallelujah shout. It's a praise shout. You should not have to excuse yourself for letting out a shout of praise, because it's between you and your God. And so as the children of Israel sang, as the singers praised the Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The words that they sang, oh, hallelujah. And that is in verse 21. Ooh, praise the Lord. And when they had consulted with the people, let me read the NLT version. After consulting the people, the king appointed singers to walk ahead of the army, singing to the Lord and praising him for his holy splendor. This is what they sang. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. Hallelujah. Got to stay on point, because I could just break out into praise right now. But this is a sermon. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for his faithful love endures forever. And as they sang, hallelujah, at the very moment they began to sing and give praise, the Lord caused the armies of Ammon, Moab, and Munseh to start fighting amongst themselves. So by the time Jehoshaphat's people arrived, the battle was over. He fights for you. He fights for you. He clears the road for you. He levels mountains for you. All you have to do is hold your peace. Amen. The Lord caused confusion in the enemy's camp. Actually, I take that back. The Lord is not the author of confusion. So the enemy, based on their actions, caused confusion for themselves. Because where there's wickedness, eventually confusion will arise. God is the author of peace. God is the author of peace. So let's not think that it's the end. It's just God is who he is. He would do exactly what he said that he would do. So some key takeaways from this amazing story of God's deliverance and protection is that we never fight alone. God is still the same covenant-keeping God. He's still the same miracle-working, prayer-answering. Oh, God, he's still God all by himself. Is there anything too hard for God? Is there anything impossible that the Lord cannot tackle? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And you know what? God has not changed one bit. Hallelujah. He is the same yesterday, today, forever. And I don't know if I've said this here before, but when I get to heaven, and I will make heaven, and I believe, God, that you will make heaven, I'm going to ask God, God, please, you got the tape? I want to see the Red Sea, how it happened. I want to see the parting of the Red Sea. And I want to believe that he will show me. Because to me, it's still mind-boggling. I know it happened, but when you look into the details, you see the goodness of God. Because we're talking about 1 million Israelites. And so they said they could see the Egyptians coming. So that means that it's not like they were in Akron. No, they're close by. But the Lord, oh boy. Lord parted the Red Sea. Put that hedge of protection around his people. Allowed them to cross through the Red Sea. And that's why sometimes the enemy is so dumb. Really dumb. And as believers, we should never think that the enemy is wiser than us. No. Surely for us, we've read Uncommon Wisdom. We've read the devotional. We know God's word. The enemy will never be wiser than you because you have God's peace. You have God's wisdom inside of you. Because after you see the Red Sea part and you go ahead. I mean, you see the Red Sea part, you see the children of Israel go through the Red Sea. What in the world would make you want to go forward? If it was me, I'm going back. And thank God it wasn't me, because I want to believe that if I was alive in that time, I'll be one of the Israelites, you know? But God, faithful God, he parted the Red Sea for the children of Israel to just walk through. So we know that we never fight alone. God is still the same. He's not changed. We always need to put our total confidence in God and his commands. Your praise should always go ahead of you. This year and beyond, your praise needs to go ahead of you. If you want victory in life, your praise has to go ahead of you. You have to see opposition and break out in praise. You have to see opposition, break out in praise. Put your total confidence. Remember that the king's shout is within you. It's not a silent shout. It's a shout of praise. It's a shout of victory. From a place of revelation, a place of illumination, that you know who your God is. The word of God says that they that know their God shall be strong. They will do great, amazing exploits. But it's for those who know who their God is. Not who God was. Not those who think that God has changed. No, he is the same. Same God. Same God with the children of Israel marching around the walls of Jericho. Same God with Noah in the belly of the whale. Same God with the three Hebrew boys. Same God with David. I come against you in the name of the Lord. That should be your position. Every single time you're faced with opposition, I see you. But my focus is on my God. And I come against you in the name of the Lord. From this story, we know that obedience always precedes your victory and your blessing. You're not getting anywhere without obedience to God's word. Not at all. The word of God came from Jahaziel. He said, you know what? You won't need to fight. God will fight for you. Hold your peace. The battle is not yours. It is the Lord's. Amen. Amen. I remember a couple of weeks ago, we had the prophetic word from Pastor Tino. Where the Lord sent his word through his handmaiden, telling us that, you know, there'll be a lot of going ins and coming outs. There'll be some things that we can avert with prayer and some things that we cannot avert with prayer. Because it's just the set time. It's the set season. But that we should lean upon the blood of the covenant, the blood of peace, because it is God's blood. It's the blood of Jesus. You will hear, you will see, you will hear, but it will be well with you. Spirit, soul, and body. Speak peace to your family. Hold your family. Speak peace. Speak God's shalom over them. And it will be well with you, spirit, soul, and body. Praise the Lord. So, you know, this year, I mean, every single year, for some reason, and I'll share a personal testimony. For some reason, we'd go through the 21-day Daniel fast, and it would be early February. And then something major would just happen to me. And I think it was the one I could remember. I could remember a couple. I'll share a couple. But I think one was in 2016. Just finished prayer and fasting. Finished that Sunday. So there's Monday. There's Tuesday. The Tuesday, playing basketball, tore my Achilles. Went through a long period of just rehab. I'm like, I didn't even see this coming. So a couple of years after that, we went through prayer and fasting again. And then all of a sudden, sure, I had a great year. I think it was 2019, one year like that. So had a great year the year before, excellent ratings at work, great, everything's good. 2 months later, I just finished prayer and fasting, right? And then, so I going into my manager's meeting, my manager's office, thinking, okay, we're just going to discuss a project. And you get hit with, man, sorry to tell you, man, your job's getting eliminated in a couple of months. I'm like, what? Just rated me well. A few months, what had changed? Well, you know how businesses work. But I kid you not, within 7 days, the Lord had placed me somewhere else in that organization. Praise the Lord. Miraculously. By his power, within 7 days, I was placed somewhere else. So we started to register. And the way God did it, and I don't want to just rush through this. God placed me somewhere. And the day I was meant to start my new role, COVID hit. And then everybody had to go remote. And when I look in the details, I see the Lord's goodness and mercy. Because everybody was home. You were working at home with your kids. And they were younger back then. But now that I look back, I say, thank you, Lord. Because I would have been job hunting right at the beginning of COVID when nobody even knew what was going on. Imagine going to interview with someone who's afraid of COVID. That'd be a weird interview because nobody really knew. We knew the God. We knew God would deliver us through it. But not the whole world knew that. Not the whole world knew that. There was so much fear. You know, so much fear. But when I look back, I give God praise for that situation. Amen. So the enemy wanted to play some mind games with me. So after the fast, you start to think about it. But quick, just I know who my God is. You know what? Regardless of the circumstance, regardless of the battle, he will come through for you. If I give everybody a mic, I'm sure everybody's got an amazing testimony of God's goodness, of how God came through, how God fought for them. Amen and amen. So your obedience to God's word, when God says, the battle is not yours, it is mine. You were created to praise me, to worship me. My job is to fight for you. Amen. My job is to hold you. You hold your peace, I will fight for you. And then I think I can remember when I must have been like 7 or 8. I mean, I was a skinny kid. Hallelujah. But there was this guy, he would always pick on me. He would just pick on me. I'm like, man. And he was taller. Again, I couldn't fight to save my life. But there was this friend of mine. His name was Ifeanyi. Ifeanyi was strong, man. He wasn't as tall as me, but he was strong. So every time I got picked on, he would just show up. And when I see him, I'm like, come on now. And he would just, and then I'll be let go. You know? I'm like, okay. But that's how God is. God always shows up. You don't need to worry at all. And when God has shown up so many times, come on now. You know he's coming. You know he's there, so fear not. So I tell you that story as a way to let you know to fear not. God is with you. Amen. But, I mean, if I even go, I have not been bullied in a long time. That was over 30 years ago. Thank you, Lord. But not to rush through that. Please talk to your kids. Make sure that they're not going through that in school. I didn't talk to anybody. I guess before I even thought about talking to someone, Ifeanyi showed up. But thank God for Ifeanyi. Amen. Amen. So 2025 is our year of God's shalom. It's our year of jubilee. It's our year of uncommon breakthroughs and breakouts. It's our year of fresh oil. Love that part of our confession. It says, God's shalom is mine. All is well with me, spirit, soul, and body. The peace of God that passes all understanding is my inheritance. When I lie down, I have peace. When I rise up, I have peace. When I go out, I have peace. When I come in, I have peace. Basically, everywhere I go, everything I do, God's shalom is mine. The peace of God that passes all human understanding, that is my inheritance. So hold your peace. Personalize it. Personalize it. Tell yourself, I would hold my peace. I would hold my peace. That's not too hard to remember. If you want to go acronyms, HMP, hold my peace. Everywhere you go, hold your peace. God's shalom is your gift. It is your inheritance. It's part of your covenant package from the throne room of heaven. And I thank God. With prayers this morning, Dikinazini read from John 14, 27, and I read from the NLT. I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid. The Amplified says, peace I leave with you. My perfect peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be afraid. Let my peace calm you in every circumstance and give you courage and strength for every challenge. Shalom is mine. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just say thank God for his amazing shalom. It's different from the worldly shalom that is so conditional. And I know our senior pastor had mentioned a couple of weeks ago, you know, if the world gives you peace, it's coming back to take peace. But the peace of God is ours. It is a gift. And it is non-conditional. It is yours to keep. God will never, ever take his peace away from you. He will never, ever, 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 ever take his peace away from you. God has promised us that his covenant of peace with us will never be removed. Isaiah 54 verse 10. His covenant of peace with us will never, ever, ever be removed. Now, worldly peace is so different. It just assumes an absence of conflict. But God's peace, God's shalom, is confident assurance in God's power and ability in every circumstance. Stay confident in the Lord. Fully trust. Amen. Now, the word of God says in James 1:17, it says, every good, every perfect gift comes from God above. So God's shalom is a gift. It is a perfect gift. And guess what? Every gift has a purpose. Amen? Every gift has a purpose. Last week's ALO service, powerful. Praise God. So nice to see Pastor Stella ministering God's word with power and precision. We're reminded during last week's service that when God anoints us with fresh oil, it is for what? For his service, for his work. Thank you. It is for the Lord's work. That was in Psalm 92, verse 10 in the Amplified. It says, but my horn, my emblem of strength and power, you have exalted like that of a wild ox. I am anointed with fresh oil for your service. Amen. You are reminded to place a high premium on your divine anointing. Place extreme premium on your divine anointing. We must bear good fruits with every gift God blesses us with. Every gift you must bear good fruit with. So when I was preparing this message, initially I wrote, we must do something with every gift God blesses us with. And I went back, I'm like, do something? No, that's just, that's not specific. It's too general. And the Spirit of God was ministering to me, saying, you must bear good fruits with every gift that I bless you with. So what should we do with God's shalom that is ours to keep? For one, place a premium on God's shalom over your life. Don't trivialize it. Don't take it for granted. Choose the peace of God every time, in every situation, in every circumstance that you're faced with. We hold our peace. We guard our peace. You protect your peace and you rest in God's shalom. Nothing should shake your peace. Demand peace. Demand the peace of God. Demand an atmosphere of peace in the presence of God. That is where your peace lies. Nothing missing. Nothing broken. Nothing should ever shake your peace. I remember that the peace of God, God's shalom, differentiates us from the world. We are not like the world. We are not like the world. As carriers of God's shalom, we need to impact the world by being salt and light to the world. It's an impact. God's giving you his peace so that you can be his salt, his light. Everywhere you go, they should know you as a person of peace. You shouldn't walk in a room and they'd be like, yep, it's about to go down. God forbid. We should be carriers of God's peace. And that is from Matthew 5, 13 to 16. In the Amplified, please. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its taste, purpose, how can it be made salty? it is no longer good for anything but to be thrown out and walked on by people. When the walkways are wet and slippery, you are the light of Christ to the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden, nor does anyone light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Verse 16, let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good deeds and moral excellence and recognize and honor and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Let your light shine and point the world towards the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's not be people who bury our peace like that servant who was given, who buried his talent. We should be multipliers of peace, carriers of peace. Your peace is very contagious, just like your praise, your faith, very contagious. Sometimes in our household, we would have one of the kids just break out a song. Could be anybody, could be a kid, could be myself, it could be Dick Nezini. Just break out in a song, and before you know it, we've got a choir going on. Sorry, we're not going to sing up here. But one day, maybe we will. I've been told I sing off key, but, you know, I'm good. But your praise is contagious, you know, in every situation. Be someone who walks in the room. Praise on your heart, positive. Spreading the peace of God. Sowing seeds of peace everywhere you go. Peace isn't just for the battle. It's not only when you're fighting a battle. It's just so many sides to God's shalom. You hold your peace. You share your peace because you can hold your peace. How can you share peace when you can't hold it? Nobody will take it from you. And everybody in here knows someone that we do not talk to because they are not peaceful. You've met them. God forbid it's your family member. You know? But we carry God's shalom everywhere we go. That is our instruction. In your relationships, you exhibit God's shalom. You hold your peace in your marriage, in your career, your business transaction. Be known as a woman, as a man of peace. Don't speak until God speaks. Don't go until God says go. Don't move until God commands you to move. These things that I've just listed, those are characteristics of people who carry God's shalom within them because they are connected with Jehovah Shalom himself, the author, the creator, the giver of peace. We seek peace. We pursue peace. Amen. The word of God says in Romans 12, 18, it says, if possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Let your lifestyle be characterized by God's peace. So how about when we get angry? You know? And the word of God is very, very clear about this. In Ephesians 4:26, it says, be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. The Message translation says, go ahead and be angry. You do well to be angry. But don't use your anger as fuel for revenge. And don't stay angry. Don't go to bed angry. Don't give the devil that kind of foothold in your life. God's telling you, can't be angry, but hold your peace. Amen? Handle your anger properly and quickly. Deal with your anger immediately in a way that builds relationships, not in a way that tears it down. Remember that anger is allowed, but sin is not allowed. Amen. So check the source of your anger. Are you angry at things that God hates? Or are you just angry because you want to be and you can be? So, yeah, I can be angry. Let's just remember that giving someone a piece of your mind doesn't always lead to peace of mind for you. You know? As much as it depends on you, be at peace with every man, with all men, with everyone. Be angry at sin. And this is one thing that kind of grieves my heart sometimes. People are angry at the sinner, you know? Be angry at the sin, not the sinner. So, brothers and sisters, how do we hold our peace? And if I run through that, just on the topic of anger, you know, the Bible said that Jesus was angry when he went into the temple and he saw people selling in God's house. The Lord had a zeal for the things of God, really grieved his heart. Said, "This my house shall be a house of prayer." But now you're buying and selling, conducting business. He had a zeal for the things of God. So let's remember, we can be angry, but do not sin. Amen. So how do we hold our peace? Go with me to Isaiah 26, verse 3. Amen. Isaiah 26, verse 3. The word of God says, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in thee." Amen. It says God will keep you in perfect peace because your mind is stayed on him, because you trust in him. So let God be the center of your focus. Place your trust, your complete trust in God. Amen. And if you're ever struggling with holding your peace, the Holy Spirit is your helper. He's your comforter. He's right there with you. All you got to do is what? Ask. Ask, you will receive. Seek, you will find. Knock, and the doors will be open unto you. Keep asking. Keep asking. God will help you. Keep seeking. Keep seeking. You'll find it. Knock on doors of peace. Keep knocking. Something's bothering you. You don't have peace. Keep on at it. Amen. God's shalom is yours. Amen. So this year and beyond, just remember to prioritize God's presence and his promises like never before. Word of God says that you will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on him, on you, because he trusts in you. So prioritize God's presence. Spend time in God's word. Spend time in prayer. God's presence is our place of advantage. Let's never forget that. Everything you need is in the presence of our Heavenly Father when you meet with him. And I'll always tell you, because you tell God, God will never tell anyone. You can tell him your secrets. You have access. I think that's a beautiful part about it. And I was sharing this with my kids a couple of weeks ago. We all have access to God. You can get down on your knees and have a conversation with your Heavenly Father in a dark room, in a room that's like really, really enclosed. You can communicate with God. No, you don't need no appointments. You don't need you don't have to remember the phone number. Just talk. Just speak. Speak to God. Tell God what you need. Praise him for who he is. Tell him what's going on. Be real with him. And for some reason, I know a lot of people have experienced this. I have never experienced it. I say it, and people always say, you know what? But I'll tell you about it. I've never, ever experienced a situation in my life where something happens to me, and I'm like, God, why me? I just have never. Because I see my imperfections. I see the perfection of God. I see the many, many different ways in which I have fallen and gotten up. And yet the Lord is merciful unto me. Just knowing fully well that I can always reach out to my Heavenly Father, and he's on time. Never late. Not on my schedule, but on his schedule. And I love his schedule. I love the schedule of God. Because when he shows up, it is so beautiful. It is so beautiful. It is so beautiful. Amen. So God's presence is your place of advantage. You have to know that. Remember that you're never alone. Remember your responsibility is to hold your peace. God will fight for you. He's told you he will fight for you. He's told you that he will never ever take your peace, his peace away from you. He's told you that he's holding you. He will defend you. Amen. So don't fret. Don't worry. Don't be anxious. If God be for us, who can be against us? No one. No organization. No government. Nobody can be against you when God is for you. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Oh, praise the Lord. I wasn't sure if I would share this, but you know what? The Spirit of the Lord's ministering, so I would share. So it was right before Thanksgiving 2022. Amen. Amen. I remember that season. So months, actually, let me back up. So that's Thanksgiving 2022. So that's November 2022. But back up to like June 2022, right after Open Heavens. You know, sometimes after God just pours upon you and you're ready for the world. And then, you know, there's some challenges. In the world, there'll be trials, there'll be tribulations, but be of good cheer. What? I've overcome the world, and I've deprived it of power to hurt you. So we just finished Open Heavens, and don't ask me why it's always the next week, but it was the next week. It was the next week, and then there's always another meeting. I'm like, come on now. So yeah, another meeting. It's right after Open Heavens. It's July, early in July 2022. And then you're like, basically, just let you know that, yeah, we got a target on your back and your job is going to be gone. And obviously, since I'd worked in HR, I understood what that meant. I'm like, yes. You know, it's going to happen at some point. You know? And obviously, you know, you get news like that. First reaction is what? Fear. Job. Last time I was in this position, I wasn't married. It was just me. So I'm like, you know, now you got a wife, you got kids. It's different. But when fear comes, fear will come. But what do you do with it? You don't let it linger. You remember whose child you are. Remember who's got you through. You remember who's brought you to where you are today. So, okay. So it's going to happen, right? And look like 7 days after that, looks like I was going to be placed somewhere else. It looked good. Looked really, really good. I'm like, God, I love you so much. It's going to happen again. Praise God. But that fell through. Because someone was ready to hire me. Someone was ready to give me another position. But all of a sudden, something was happening at a much higher level to the extent that the person who's promising me is now afraid for their own job. And that's why some trust in horses, some trust in chariots. But we will remember the name of the Lord our God. So the moment you hear the news, you're like, yeah, forget that. That's not happening because this person is scrambling for their own job. So I held my peace, trusted the Lord. Obviously, I'd been down this road, but not in this shape or form. So, and I'll go back to right before COVID when my job was being threatened. I remember meeting with Pastor. And sharing that with pastor, with our senior pastor. And he prayed for me. And I kid you not, it's one of the prayers that I've experienced. You know how, I don't know if I've even shared this with our senior pastor before, but it was a prayer like he put himself, it was an intercessory prayer. He put himself in my, he held my hands. And I was like, my goodness, this is so beautiful. I mean, you're going through a tough, but just to see your said man of God invest spiritual capital on your behalf, I was blown away. So, Pastor, I know you probably were just at some point. So thank you for that. And then much later, so I'll try to cut this short for the, not too short, because God needs to get the glory for this. Amen. So your job's going to be going away. You just don't know when. But I had set, they made me set up a bunch of, just a bunch of meetings, just a ton of meetings every week just to discuss stuff. But you know that any meeting could be your last. Just going in there. So imagine, as a child of God, you're ready to give an update, but you know any meeting could be your last. And so we're like 12 meetings. But we serve a good God. Amen. Remember, like yesterday, it was just amazing. So meeting one, meeting two, meeting three, I'd go in, crack jokes with them. Okay. You know, do what I had to do. Trust, stood in my place of prayer, knowing fully well that God, you're going to take care of me. At that point, there was no fear. Fear was pushed away. Trusting God, not knowing how he would come through. So eventually, and then someone called me in, someone that was in the meetings, who was an ally. God even sent me an ally in the meetings. And tell me, I don't know how you do it, man. But I'm like, man, I'm a child of God. You'll be fine. You know? And if someone's out for you and you can pray for them, pray for them. I remember there was a lady and found out she wasn't feeling well. And this is someone who's threatening, it's kind of like threatening your job. I remember just in my car spending time praying for her. I don't want to say she's an enemy, but spend time praying for her. So pray. So a couple of months went by, 4 months went by, and we're looking at November, right before Thanksgiving 2022. And what did the Lord do? He did so much. Hallelujah. But I learned a term with the Lord. It's called brace for impact. The day it was going to happen, the Lord had already told me, this is it. Everything, the signs were there. So I was ready. You know, when it hits you, like, you're ready. They give you the news. You're happy. The Lord blesses you. He takes care of you. And you go. And honestly, I lost my job that day. But it's probably one of the happiest days in my life. Because I was so filled with joy. I'm like, I'm done. The next day. So after that, got on my knees, said my prayers, said my thank yous, my goodbyes. Thought they were going to even X me out of the system. Maybe they did, maybe they didn't. No, but I was just gone. And I was so filled with the joy. The joy of the Lord is your strength. I was so filled with joy. The next day, shared it with my wife, my family. Just the next day, I was thinking of celebration. We're going to PA to celebrate Pastor Tinu's parents' 80th and 85th birthday. Went for a good celebration. I was just filled with joy because I know whose child I am. The Lord will see me through. Now, fast forward. Well, I didn't know how long the wait was going to be. So this is November 2022. And I'm getting ordained as a pastor in June 2023, New Horizons. You know, took some time out for myself. You know, I watch soccer sometimes. So the World Cup was in December that year. So I watched the World Cup. I had a blast. But then it was now time to get back into the workforce, and I wasn't getting hits at all. But I remember telling God, just one. All I needed was one. And thank God for everybody that was praying for me in that season. Thank God for people who I reached to that helped in a way, shape, or form. Thank you, Brother Sam. No, you know what I'm talking about. But, you know, God's a good God of timing. I remember getting ready for New Horizons. You're getting ordained. But the enemy was just speaking to you. I mean, you know, he would always have something to say. Like, you know what? And this was what he was saying. Saying, you know what? You're going to get ordained. You're going to go to New Horizons. Everybody that goes to New Horizons, when they come back, they know where they're going. But you're going into that room to look for jobs. And I'm just like, just wait, just one. My God, all I need is one. Amen. So I went for New Horizons. I in a 4-month period, maybe like 2 hits. And I'm like, that had never happened to me before. Like with all the experience I got, no, all that doesn't matter. Just trust in the Lord. Hold your peace. Look up unto God. Amen. So shortly after New Horizons, I was ordained, I got back. And I remember it was my younger brother's birthday, so I sent him the word of God in Amos 9:13. Let's look at the Amplified version. Oh, no, sorry, the Message. Amen. Is it Amos 9:13? I think it is. Yes, amen. Yes, hallelujah. Sent him God's word. Said, yes, indeed, it won't be long now. God's decree. Things are going to happen so fast, your head will swim. One thing fast on the heads, on the heels of the other. You won't be able to keep up. Everything will be happening at once. And everywhere you look, blessings. Blessings like wine pouring off the mountains and hills. So I sent that to my brother. And then after I sent it to him, I'm like, what? This is for me. So I stood upon the word of God every day. I kid you not, I couldn't keep up. I'm just like, God, now I need a break. Because I'm like, okay, you're preparing for this interview, that. And I remember one night, I was just about to shut down my computer. It was almost midnight. And then obviously just playing through your old messages. And then you see someone that the Lord had placed in my life, a colleague, younger than I am. But I hadn't talked to him in almost 8 years. So I just sent him a message. How are you? It's been a minute. You know, here's what's going on with me. Anything would be appreciated. So I didn't hear from him for like 3 days. I thought I was ghosted. There's a term called ghosting. You just don't hear back from people. And you don't hear back from people a lot when you're going through that. So 3 days went by. I'm like, okay. But all of a sudden, I just get this email. And he said, so sorry to hear that. And then he sent me jobs that I would not even have considered myself for. And he said he would recommend me. Long and short of the story is that I applied. God blessed me with a great job that I would never have applied for myself. In his own timing, in his own way. And he's been upholding me ever since. Amen. Amen. He gets the glory. He fights for me. He fights for you. He fights for all of us all the time. You hold your peace. You hold your peace tight. Be immovable. Be unshakable. Rest in the Lord. Know who your God is. It's not for me to know who your God is for you. Know who your God is. And there's a beautiful family in here that came to New Horizons 2023. To the ordination. They didn't know what I was going through, but they came with a seed to bless me. And that family knows themselves, but it really, really blessed me. It was just the way of God keeping me humble and telling me that I am thinking of you. So thank you very much. And thank God. I'm always grateful to God for that. For all that he does. All that he keeps doing. And I know that we all have testimonies in the room. We all have testimonies. We all have testimonies of amazing things that the Lord has done. But let's never forget just how great God is. Let's never forget this amazing God that we serve. Remember, shalom is yours. The peace of God is yours. Don't let your heart be troubled for anything in your family, in your health, in your career, in your business, in your relationships. There is peace in every storm. Peace, not as the world gives, but as the Lord gives. So if we go back to that story of King Jehoshaphat. Now, just some things that was just so amazing in that story. They were faced with fear. The army was coming against them. They prayed. They held a fast. They stood on God's word when God sent his word through his servant. They worshiped the Lord. They let out the king's shout, the shout of praise. They held their peace. They believed God. They trusted God all the way to the very end. And they got their victory. And after the victory, after there was confusion in the camp of the enemy, there were spoils waiting for them. So how do you go from a place of fear to blessings? It's the Lord your God who fights every battle for you. Every battle the Lord fights for you. Hold your peace. He fights for you. Hold your peace. He fights for you. Battle is not yours. The battle is not yours. The battle is not yours. You were not created to fight battles. You were created to worship and give him all the glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's just be on our feet this afternoon. Because I was hoping it was still morning. Hallelujah. Just lift up our hands before our Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, we just say thank you. We just say thank you, Lord, for visiting us today with your word. Thank you, Lord, for just reminding us that the battle is not ours, the battle is the Lord's. That we should be still, that we should position ourselves, that we should know who you are, that we should maximize our place of advantage. Father, how great thou art. You get the glory in every situation. Father, thank you for your presence. Thank you for the move of the Holy Spirit. Father God, right now, just speak the name of Jesus over your children, Lord. And we speak peace. We speak Jesus in the mountaintops. Jesus in the rooftops, oh God. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Father, we say thank you, Lord. Thank you for sending us the perfect example of your son who held his peace all the way to the very end. He died for us on the cross so that we may be saved. We can live, we're alive and well. Salvation is ours. Heavenly Father, we just say thank you because God's shalom is ours. God's shalom is ours in the mighty name of Jesus. We have prayed. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.